This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I knew we needed this song today. You need this song on opening day.
Put me in, coach.
You ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Well, the Phillies are ready, and we are too. It is opening day in Philadelphia, actually down in D.C. Phillies Nats, 4:05 today. Zach Wheeler on the mound. We'll get you the roster. The Phillies have finalized their opening day roster. We'll do that in a few minutes. But let's talk to someone, Hugh, that played in a lot of opening days and made a lot of Phillies rosters. You know his name. Ryan Howard, the big piece, joins us right now on the Midday Show. Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, happy opening day. Happy opening day, gentlemen. What's up? How's everybody doing?
What up, Blue? How you doing, man?
Man, can't call it. Just another day. I'm in your world.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in your world, man. As a matter of fact, I know we're going to talk baseball. Mm-hmm. But congratulations. I heard you got the sandwich shop in the stadium.
Man, yes, sir. We got that Colby Southern Kids chicken working over there, man. We're doing well. Excited for another season. Trying to get everything kicked off. We got the location out in Mount Holly, New Jersey. 1643 New Jersey, 38 West, going out there, go visit the store out there. So, yeah, just kicking it up and trying to get things rolling.
Well, it's a good spot. I know that area well. I used to drive through there when I lived in Jersey. Good spot, Ryan. We're excited for you. And yeah, the spot in the stadium is going to be a great
one.
Yeah,
that's a big move
right
there.
Yeah, of course it is.
Being a stadium and, you know, having the history that you have with the stadium, yeah. Pretty sure you're going to be in there making sandwiches at some point?
That'd be great.
You know what? You never know. It's a possibility. I might have to go back to old 15-year-old Ryan when I was in there flipping them burgers and whatnot, man, before. So,
okay.
Never know.
Okay, yeah, that's a skill you never lose, though. Flipping burgers is a skill you never lose.
That's one you have for life. Ryan, we're excited to talk to you today. It's an awesome day. Opening day is always special. Before we get into the team this year, take us through your opening days. Your first one, did you have butterflies? Like, what's opening day like? I mean, for baseball players, there's so many games, and it's a marathon. But does opening day, even as you got into your later years, did it have a different feel to it?
You know what? From the very first opening day I had, would have been 2006, it was a great feeling for me because I knew that I had the job and just wanted to really take it all in. You know, my first full opening day coming into Philly, obviously having the parade coming in from the outfield, from the bleachers. You know, it's a feeling that you'll never forget. So I'm excited for, you know, all the guys, the rookies that get to experience their first opening.
Well, we are too. So with us, Ryan?
My career kind of wore on. It never really gets old. it never gets old. I mean, you just kicking off a new season, a new start, fresh start, try to go chase a championship and just have fun doing it.
Well, Ryan, that championship is what this team is chasing. Tell us your feeling on the team as we start the year. You know, the division is very good with the Braves and the Mets, but the Phillies, they won 95 last year. They kept most of the core of this team intact. They added a few pieces like Romano in the bullpen and Kepler in the outfield. What's your feeling on this team, Ryan, as they try to get over the hump now and win a championship?
Yeah, I mean, I think the team, you still got to be excited for the team. I think it's going to be an exciting, somewhat stressful division this year. You know, the Mets obviously came on and they played some really, really good baseball. They had Juan Soto, added him. He's not that bad of a guy, not that bad of a player. So, you know, the division definitely gets a little more interesting. But I think with the Phillies, they just have to focus on being themselves and playing their game. And I think by doing that, they'll be good as long as they can stay healthy and just go out there and do their thing. I think they'll be all right.
You know what, Ryan? I'm kind of curious, man, because we talked a lot this upcoming season about approach and chase rate and all the other stuff. To a man, how hard is it to get up there and change your approach when that's all everybody talked about in the offseason?
You know, I think it's all about the training. I think it's all about what you do in the offseason, working on what your approach is, understanding what your strengths and weaknesses are as a hitter, as a pitcher. And then I think, like I say, we always talk about the analytics. And analytics definitely plays a factor in my mind, but, you know, you have to also be able to taper it. You got to marry it in the right way, in my opinion. So when you can use the analytics where they can help you, then that's what the benefit of it is all about in my mind. So, you know, I think with guys just being able to kind of look, change their approach, it's a very patient team. You get a lot of walks out of this team, Schwarber, Harper, get some good ABs. That's the key, right? It's trying to just put together good ABs to get runs across.
Curious, because one of our colleagues, Elliot Shore Parks, talked about, you know, the fact that the Phillies, if I'm saying this right, they had the lowest chase rate spring training.
They had the most walks.
Spring training. Thank you very much. They had the most walks in spring training. Can that carry over in your mind to the season when you do that in spring training?
I think so. I mean, again, when you can have those types of situations where you can have guys getting on base and understanding, like, certain types of situational hitting, it can definitely carry over. So those guys showing that kind of discipline in spring training, that means they're seeing pitches, being able to try to recognize pitches, and so you can take that into the season and then be a little bit more aggressive when you need to.
Ryan Howard with us here as we get ready for Phillies opening day in D.C. this afternoon against the Nationals right here on WIP. Ryan, a lot of conversation this spring training about who's going to hit leadoff. And it sounds like the Phillies are planning to have two leadoff hitters. Against lefties, it's going to be Trey Turner. Against righties, Kyle Schwarber. So I'm wondering, from your perspective, do you think that's going to be a challenge for some of these guys to have to change their spot in the order every day? We talk about this as fans all the time. You lived it. Is that a big thing, or do we make too much of where you hit in the order?
I think the biggest thing is as long as they know, hey, if Rob has that conversation with them and says, hey, this is what we're going to look to do, then mentally those guys are already prepared. So, like, for Schwarb, if it's a lefty, he knows he's probably going to hit two or three or a little bit further down in the lineup and understand that. Same thing with Turner, batting lead off against lefties and whatnot. So I think as long as you know where you're going to be hitting, you can prepare yourself the night before and be ready to go that day.
Ryan, how do you stack up this division? You mentioned earlier the Mets, who came on at the end last year and obviously knocked the Phillies out. They added Juan Soto. The Braves had a lot of injuries last year. They'll get some of those guys back early in the season. We know they're always good. And then, of course, there's the Phillies, who won it last year. How do you, right now, entering the season, stack up those three teams as we start the season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun division to watch. I mean, obviously, like you said, the Braves had a lot of injuries to key players. They're a very exciting team. You look at the Mets and what they did with some of their additions, they're going to be exciting. I'm still going to pull for the Phillies. As long as they can stay healthy, I think it's still their division to go out and go win, but they're going to have to fight to go do it. And obviously for everybody, you got to stay healthy.
Ryan, today we'll see Zach Wheeler on the mound. And, you know, when he got here 5 years ago, I think people realized he was talented, but he hadn't really put it together for the Mets. He's had an incredible stretch. Ryan, when you watch Zach, what makes him such a great pitcher? Because he's morphed from a good one with the Mets to a truly great pitcher for the Phillies here. What makes him so good?
I mean, I was unfortunate to face Zach when he was with the Mets. And that was when they had him, DeGrom, Harvey, like that whole staff that they had there. And I actually thought Zach was the filthiest out of all of them because they all threw hard. But the one thing I would say about Zach had more movement on his pitches than the other guys did. So I think that's what kind of gave him the nod for me. And I think he's just, you know, kind of coming to his own. You got JT back there. He got comfortable with the catcher, the situation there. He's comfortable here in Philly, so he's just going out there and just letting it eat.
Ryan, let's end with this. Bryce Harper transitioned a year and a half ago to first base from all his years playing in the outfield. Last year was his first full year. He was a Gold Glove, you know, caliber player. Christian Walker took it, but he, I thought he played at a really high level. What did you think of Harper, his first full year at first base, and what do you expect as he goes into the second half of his Phillies career playing the position you played for so many years?
Yeah, I think Bryce has done an amazing job. He's just a pure athlete. I mean, it's not easy to just make that transition and go over there and go play first base. You know, his footwork has gotten a lot better. His glove work has always been there. I mean, his confidence over there has been great. So I think, you know, him playing first, potentially the remainder of his career, is going to be a great move to help kind of save him and save his body from a lot of additional wear and tear.
You know, Frat, before we get up out of here, at Kobe Southern Kiss Chicken, when we go to the ballpark Monday, what sandwich do you recommend?
I mean, look, we got the original, we got the Nashville hot, and we got the big piece. So it's just all about how you feeling. You know what I mean? That Nashville, you know, give it a little warm tickle. Maybe you might get a little sweat beads in the hairline.
Ryan, I'm a little older now. I can't eat that spice.
You can't handle the spice. He's not the man he used to be.
Then get the big piece, man. The big piece is not.
Yeah, I'm probably. That's what I'm probably wearing. I can't handle spice no more. I can't handle spice.
That's it.
Great stuff, Ryan. Ryan, continued success with Colby's. We'll be checking it out at the park, and let's talk soon. And enjoy opening day. It's always a special day. Thank you, Ryan.
Go Mom.
Appreciate it. You guys. Yes, sir. Go Mom.
There he goes. Ryan Howard, the big piece with us there, talking about this Phillies team. So Ryan still has the Phillies as the favorite in the National League East. And,
that's a little homerous.
But
you're supposed to be.
No, they did win the division last year.
They are
the defending division champions.
But the Mets.
Mets are better. Yeah. I mean, the Mets are better.
You didn't say that to his face, though.
No, I didn't.
As he hung up, you called him a homer. As soon as he hung up.
I didn't. I waited. It was calculated.
You know,
I kept it a bead.
When I asked him about Wheeler, it didn't even register to me that young Wheeler, because it feels like so long ago, faced Ryan Howard. They must have matched up right at the beginning of Wheeler when he first got to the majors, towards the end of Ryan's career. Man, it feels like, I don't know, like as he said it, I'm like, oh yeah, Ryan was still in the league when Zach got in the league. It just feels like so long ago. But Wheeler, obviously an incredible pitcher. He'll be on the mound today for the Phils. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, here's what we need from you, because we have a $100 gift card.
It says
94 on here. We don't do that. We go all the way.
You always get in trouble with that.
We round up. Yeah, they're going to ask me for the make up the $6.
It's coming out of your pocket.
I know, it eventually will. But we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. Your boldest prediction, your big, bold Phillies prediction. Best one we get today wins the prize. Hugh's got 40 steals for Trey? 40. 50? Can I hear 50?
we negotiate now?
Well, I'm just asking.
Well, I can't
you gotta
win.
Go bold.
All right, then. 60.
Now that's a bold prediction.
60.
Can we get Hugh to 90 steals by the end of the show?
And then people would be like, talking about, shut up. Don't talk no more baseball. Shut up.
No, nothing will top Bryce off. All right, 215-592-9494. Win total, how far they go. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what's Will. Up, what's up, pal?
Hey, man, listen. Game day, game opener. It starts now. The journey begins, baby. It's time now to lock in. Everybody lock in mentally, man. I'm going to keep saying this because that's all it is. Y'all the best team in the league. But mentally, y'all suck because y'all always thinking about losing. Yeah. That losing season is over. You know what I'm saying? Now it's time to win. Let's finish with the Eagles starting.
Yeah.
The winning, baby. You know what I'm saying? The hunt is still on.
Now we're talking.
The hunt is on, baby. Red October. It's hunt season. It never stops. Listen, bring another parade back to Philly. It's on and popping, baby. Bryce, listen, all we need you to do is lead the team. That's all they look forward to. Once you start hitting, baby, the whole team is going to get hot. Willow, once you start pitching, baby, we're striking everything down. So we need both of y'all to step up to be the leaders for the defense and the offense. And that's all we need. We need everybody to play as a team. Hot proper. It's your time, baby. You know what to do. You strategize for every team, baby. And just like today, all we're going to do is knock these Nationals all around the field because we're going to make a statement. They're going to be the first ones to feel the heat, but the Phillies going to bring rest of the season. Let's go, Phillies, baby.
Let's go, Will. All right, Will, get on the record. How many wins?
We scored 101, baby.
Oh, we're up in the ante now. Now we keep up in the ante. And Will, I need a bold prediction. Bold prediction. What do you got?
Hey man, I think my man Nick gonna light it up this season, man. Cause he know he on his way out. So I'm predicting Nick have 40 homers and 10 grand slams.
That's got to be a major league record.
That means they're getting on base a lot.
Well, that does. That's true. That's got to be a record. We appreciate the phone call. I think that would be clearly a major league record. 40 home runs for Castellanos, though, that means a lot of bad things are about to happen in the world. So buckle up, people. he always hits home runs when stuff happens. Like, someone passes. 40 home runs.
He does that.
You better get your wills written, everybody.
We're talking about Casty MVP.
10 grand slams. Yes, he's going to win an MVP or at least be in the mix.
Constantino.
I like that one. All right, let's go to Ron and Monco. Ron's up.
Hey, guys. How you guys been?
Ron, how you been?
What's up, Ron?
What's up?
Hanging in, man. Mm-hmm. I hate going after the last dude because, you know what? This team has no shot.
Mm. Wait a minute, Kyle.
You don't even need the music, Kyle.
We have a studio audience now, Ron. People are here and they're booing you. Ron, what? Why? Why no shot?
Okay, why? That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you got behind the plate? Where's your production behind the plate? I'm going to start behind the plate. Okay, now I'm going to move out over. We know what Harper's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to move out to right field. Is he going to hit? When's he going to hit? Halfway through the season? What's he
going
to do?
Ron, I'll give you this. They got question marks at catcher, question mark at second, question mark at short, question mark at third.
Left field.
Question marks.
They got it everywhere. They have it everywhere.
Well, no, they have a first baseman we're sure about, and they have a starting rotation that should be darn good.
Well, that is the question. That's the thing. But I was going to ask you the first question I was going to ask you, actually. Are the Braves coming back on opening day full force?
No, Strider, no Acuña yet.
Okay,
not yet.
Well, that changes. Listen, that changes a little bit for the NL East, but they are no way getting or winning the World Series. This team is done. The Bryce Harper era is going to end up being a failure.
We got seven more years left. What do you mean it's done?
Hey man, I didn't sign the guy. I told you guys I didn't want to. Listen, it ain't his fault. Not his fault. I mean, they built this team wrong. They built it wrong. And they started the whole thing out wrong, and it just got worse when they brought in Dombrowski. His foundation pieces are so iffy. Castellano, Schwarber can only do one thing for the team. He clogs the bases up. None of it. How much you want to bet by 12 games, Schwarber's back in the leadoff?
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't believe in the Turner leadoff thing.
Listen, guys, you've seen it with your own eyes. And here's the biggest problem. Here's the biggest problem. Okay, these guys don't get cold; they choke. They choke. There's a difference between getting cold and choking. That's what it means. That's the definition of getting cold. It's called choking. And that's what they do. I played ball at a pretty high level, and I know choking when I see it. Now, the pitching is a shame
what level?
We got some pitching. We got some pitching.
They have a lot of pitching. I mean, between Wheeler, Sanchez, and Nola, that's a hell of a top three. And maybe Lizardo could be what he was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but well, we got the bullpen. But see, the thing of it is, guys, the lineup is going to kill you. That's the problem.
Ron, how many wins? Can I pencil you in for 105?
You're the best, Ron. You're the best.
How many?
I'm going to say 87 wins. 87 wins.
Don't sound like 105.
87. So we've established a new high and a new low our last two callers. Ron, ever the optimist. Ron, enjoy opening day. All right, buddy?
Later, guys.
All right, there he goes. Ron Amanka. 87. I might have to up mine from 89 to 90 because I'm too close to
that
Ron.
That was brutal.
Well, also, like,
it's
how
problem.
They,
it's
how
opening
they,
day.
How are they winning 87 if there's that many issues? I thought he was going to say, like, 80. That was,
not
I mean,
cooked.
He had a dark cloud over the Phillies.
He always does.
You know what I thought of when he was saying how it's not, Bryce, it's not your fault? The Goodwill Hunting scene when he hugs Matt Damon. He's like, it's not your fault. And they start crying, it's not your fault. Like, that he was basically...
Goodwill Hunting.
Never seen that?
Mm-mm.
It's a really famous movie.
The Robin Williams and Matt Damon?
No, I haven't
For
seen
all
it.
Of the Tubi movies you've spent hours on, you've skipped
Goodwill
Hunting.
You know what else I haven't seen either that people talk about a lot?
Boy. What?
The Notebook.
I haven't seen that either.
I've seen it, but I don't think that's one you have to see.
What else? I got a few.
You need to see Goodwill Hunting. I mean,
I've never seen Remember the Titans.
I think it's good, but the story's pretty self-explanatory, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. You know, it's certain... You know how certain movies that people say, oh, you got to watch it. I haven't seen Goodwill Hunting. Is this something that I need to watch after the Phils get their first win today?
Yeah.
Well, no, because there's March Madness on.
Well, it's true. It's a great sports day.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is a great
That's
sports
right.
day.
That's right. That's a busy day.
It just, like, for all the bad movies you watch, you could sprinkle in.
I don't watch bad movies. Well, okay, I do.
Come on. I mean, you tell us.
What's the Afghanistan movie?
Afghanistan was bad.
You can't lie to the radio audience, the YouTube audience. You can't lie to anyone.
Oh, man, that was so bad.
You watch bad movies. Chris in Dover's up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Chris? Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today.
We got a lot of singing today. I like this. Yeah, we got a lot of singing. Chris, what are you feeling, buddy? You ready?
Man, it's baseball opening day, baby.
That's right. It is. All right, Chris, what do you got for us? What are you feeling?
I can't believe I got to follow Ron from Monca. I feel like he's been calling you since 10 years ago when you were on the evening show.
Oh, he has. We used to fight about Doug Peterson, and then he didn't want to sign Bryce Harper. We had to fight about that. Yeah, Ron's always he's a bundle of joy. I love him.
Yeah, it's the best. Hey, I got 93 wins.
Okay.
Listen, this division alone, first of all, the division, these three teams, the Atlanta and the Mets don't have the starting pitching, man, that we have.
I agree.
Without question.
Now, Chris, when if Strider comes back healthy, the Braves have, I mean, Strider and Sale is a lot to stop a rotation, but 1 through 5, the Phillies are better. I'm with you.
There you go. And what about Strider in the playoffs? Strider!
That was the best. That being at that game when Reese hit the home run and Strider was out of gas against Stott, it was the best.
Exactly. And then go to the National League West. Listen, Dodgers, incredible, right? Money can buy and they bought everything, right? But don't forget about the Padres. And don't forget about the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Chris, I'm glad you said it. It's why the other day I was saying, I don't think it's a lock that whoever finishes third in this division is going to make the playoffs because Arizona and San Diego are good too. I mean, only 5 of those 6 teams can go because obviously the Central's got to get a team too. So, yeah, I actually think it makes it fun. Like all these Mets and Phillies and Braves and Phillies games, and they're all going to mean a lot this season. It's going to be fun.
Yes, without question. Hey, I got bold, man.
What do you
got? Bold.
Let's hear it.
I got Christopher Sanchez, not Zach Wheeler. Christopher Sanchez will lead the Phillies in wins this year with a 20-6 record, and he will win the Cy Young Award.
Wow, 20 wins, a Cy Young. That, you know what, Chris? That's pretty darn bold. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Now, there have been a lot of people that are putting Christopher Sanchez like in that echelon, like he's going to be one of the best pitchers in baseball. Mm-hmm. I think he could. I mean, he looked incredible in spring. And everyone we talked to in spring training was like, you got to see Sanchez. Yeah. He looks different. I could see that. 20-6, Cy Young contention for Chris Sanchez. I like that. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right. We got a lot going on here today. Your phone calls, get on the record. Your win total, how far does this baseball team go? Best answer we get today for a bold prediction wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Plus, we'll get to something Ruben Amaro said yesterday on the morning show, a player he is very high on going into the season, and an interesting comment attached to it. That's next on your phone calls. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Brackets busted. New customers at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 200 extra bucks. It's been on everything from clutch shots to last-second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, so much more. Look, you guys, I've been saying it for weeks. I like this Maryland team. I feel like they could win this game tonight. Am I worried about the coach who might be picking out Holmes next to Villanova? A little worried, but I'm still picking him. Let's go Terps. All right, visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Get on the college hoops action all tourney long. Visit FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.